I'm Becca Lewis, and I'm your host for the Shift the Story podcast, where we share ideas and inspiration for living life differently. Once in a while, I do a short podcast, just me. This is one of them. In this podcast, I have three short stories to tell, all about accepting, living, and giving gifts, and why we need to say yes to them. Not gifts under the Christmas tree type gifts, gifts that life offers, gifts that we say yes to. The stories all tie together, I hope. Let's see how this goes as we shift the story together. The first story involves some of the first Spanish to come to America and their interaction with the people already living here, the Native Americans. There are many stories told about the arrival of the Spaniards to America. Most of them are not good, but the one that matches most closely with the premise behind this podcast is this one. The Spaniards arrived in America after surviving a long boat trip. They were hungry. In essence, they came to the home of the people already living here and knocked on the door. They came uninvited. However, the Native Americans didn't turn their back on the new arrivals. They offered gifts instead. Seeing the hunger of the boat people, they offered gifts of food. One of those gifts was the tomato. The Spaniards had the ignorant impression that tomatoes are poisonous. Instead of accepting the gift, taking the time to understand what they were being offered, they cut off the hands of the people bearing them. This isn't just another story about the countless atrocities committed on these gentle people. It is the story of being afraid of a gift and saying no to it, sometimes gently, sometimes violently. Often we say no out of ignorance or fear. But imagine what it feels like to be the bearer of the gift. If it was you bringing the gift, how likely would it be that you would bring another to the one that said no? We told this story to a group of women, and they came up with a saying, "Say yes to the tomato," as a reminder to say yes to life as it brings us gifts. Say yes to the gifts that we have been given. Say yes to the talents that are ours to share with others. Say yes to the tomato. The next story happened in Chicago. I was in Chicago for a conference, and while I was there, I saw someone who said yes to his gift. I was standing in line at Starbucks. There were about four of us in line. It was a beautiful Saturday morning, and the store had just opened. Directly in front of me was a young man wearing a backpack. As we stood there, he did something very unusual. I watched as he straightened a box of coffee on the display that was to the right of us as we stood in line. "Wow," I thought, "that is awesome. He put that in order." Then, as the line moved closer to the front, he kept on straightening whatever he was in front of. When he got to the chips in the basket, he straightened them and gave them a tiny love pat as he moved to the counter. At the counter, he straightened the bars, fixed the napkins, picked up some trash, and ordered his drink. Once the drink was ordered, I watched him as he moved to the pickup counter. He didn't stop. At the counter, he straightened more items, wiped off the spigots, shook out and wiped down the rubber mats on the side of the counter, and picked up more trash from the floor. At first I thought, how wonderful, just like me, he doesn't like things out of order. As I watched him, I realized it was more than that. He cared deeply about what he was doing. When he wandered away to push in the chairs around the table behind us, I asked the woman at the counter, "Does he work here?" Yes, she nodded. Wow, I said, I would love it if he did that at my house. Her answer was, yes, he would. He is very dedicated. Dedicated to where he works, seriously, even on his day off. What if we were all that dedicated to where we work and where we live, not just on the mini scale, but the big one? Imagine that. He noticed everything. I thought I noticed things, but I missed half of what he saw. Of course, he knew his surroundings, but for many of us, knowing our surroundings means ignoring or putting up with them, not constantly noticing them to make them better. It's indifference in disguise. It's not always easy to be the one that notices things out of order and feel the desire to take care of what isn't right. There are names for it that are not only incorrect, but harmful to the ones hearing it. In a sense, it is chopping off the hand that offers a gift. This young man didn't do that to himself or allow others to do it to him. His gifts included diligence, order, and being conscientious. Beautiful gifts, and he was living them. He said yes to the tomato, and others said yes to the tomato when they appreciated and honored what he was offering just by being himself. One more story. Our neighbor on one side of us had a dead tree. A big dead tree. It was in their yard, but in the section by the road that the township owns. A few years ago, I called the power company about it, and they came and cut off the limb that threatened to fall on the power line. They left the rest of the tree. Not very proactive, I know, but I kept still about it most of the time. In this past year, the tree got deader. Is there such a thing? Maybe not, but you know what I mean. Everything about it was dead, and there were still big limbs hanging out over the road. Every time I went for a walk, I looked up at the tree first and asked it if it was going to fall that day before continuing underneath it. A few days ago, around 5:30 in the morning, I heard truck sounds coming from the front of our house. Then loud voices and a big thump. I walked outside and saw the township's tree crew cutting down the tree. Hooray! Thank you! Del came out to see what was happening and we watched for a while. Before Del headed out for the day, he asked me if I noticed that they were not wearing protective gear. I had not. But Del did, because Del goes out into the woods almost every day, every summer, and takes care of people's forest. He knows trees, and he always, always, always wears a hard hat, steel-toed shoes, and chaps as he works with chainsaws, no matter how hot it gets. It's crazy not to, and yet that is what those men were doing. What to do? Let it be? Not ask why? Say no to my tomato? I thought about how the wives and mothers and sisters and loved ones of these men might feel if they realized that they were out doing very dangerous work in shorts, sneakers, and t-shirts. For them, I had to do something. But I had a dilemma. If I called the township office, they would know my name. Perhaps think of me as a troublemaker. Perhaps it will be harder for me to get the building permit we are going to need on our next home project. Or I could contact OSHA. Still a troublemaker. Or I could let it go. It would be the easier way. Instead of using a gift of noticing and then putting things in order, I could let it go. But isn't that indifference? Isn't that why we so often end up with incompetence running companies and governments, because it's easier to look away? I realized I couldn't. I said yes to the tomato. As of today, I have written to the township. It seemed like the softer way. I will wait to see what the response is, and I will continue to follow up until something happens to make it right. I accept that I can be a troublemaker. I said yes to the gift of being able to see something that isn't right and attempt to correct it. Yes to the tomato. Three stories, all about accepting gifts, living gifts, sharing gifts. And finally, I watched a video of a young group of boys who were training together. As their leader handed the last boy a certificate of achievement, he essentially said, "Although all of you have already received your certificates, you could not get to the next level until all of you got there together." True words. We have to do it together. We have to say yes to our own gifts and share them. We have to support and encourage each other's gifts. We have to say yes to the tomato, because we all go together or we don't get there at all. Shift the story about what you can't do and share the story of your gifts. That's what these podcasts are all about. That's the shift experience. As you probably know, I have written a series of shift books, all designed to shift the story of what doesn't work to what does. You can find them all at Amazon. Just search for Becca Lewis, Becca with one C, or find the link in the show notes for this podcast at theshift.com/tomato. I also put a link to the video I referenced on that page. And here is something new and exciting. There is a new support Facebook group called, yep, you guessed it, Shift the Story. Find it on Facebook or write me at shift@theshiftcenter.com so I can add you to the group. Get your questions answered, find support, and share your gifts. Speaking of sharing, would you share these podcasts, comment on them, and possibly rate and review it on iTunes? It just takes a minute, but it means the world to me. Just in case it's not clear, here's what we are doing. We are saying yes to the tomato as we shift the story together.